good chance that either A, I'm wrong, what do? We bypass our lawmakers and put our pet issues on the ballot so we can influence uninformed voters. Friends, we should only vote yes for foundational aspects of our democracy. That's why, for example, I'm voting against a policy I really like. Welcome to a special episode of ProCo 360. Thanks to listener support, ProCo 360 was voted Best Colorado Business Podcast 2021, 2022, 2023, and again this year. I'm not going to mention ProCo 360 sponsors in this episode to avoid any association with my personal views. I feel compelled to record this episode because we have an election coming up in a couple of weeks, and I want to share my thoughtful views with you. And I say thoughtful because of my day-to-day job at the Colorado Chamber of Commerce. I see a lot about Colorado state policy and politics, and that informs me. Now, what I'm going to share are my personal views, not those of the chamber. I'll share a few principles, endorse and discourage a few positions, even ways of thinking, but no candidates, so relax. My premise is this: solid, stable government that includes centrist views is a good thing for Colorado's entrepreneurial business environment. On the contrary, big swings in governance from either the left or right create uncertainty that discourage long-term strategic investment. That's my premise. My disclaimer is this: while I've thought a lot about the few concepts I'll share, there's a good chance that either A, I'm wrong, or B, you'll disagree. I readily accept both. So with that, I'll dive in. And by the way, if you've got some thoughts, share them with me after you've listened to this episode. First thing is what I'll call principle number one. And that is, let's not think we're smarter than elected officials. Hey, we voters think we're smart. Maybe we're even intelligent. And by the way, politicians often say voters are smart, but we're generally uninformed or underinformed. I feel that way, even though I pay a fair amount of attention. I believe in representative government. That's the idea that we elect officials who theoretically spend the time and energy to understand issues. Now, in my role at the Colorado Chamber of Commerce, I've actually seen this in action. I have to say that even the legislators that I completely disagree with, I have observed working really hard. They work long hours. During the legislative session, they sometimes work until past midnight, listening to constituents and debating issues. And granted, sometimes they consciously ignore those with whom they disagree. So do I. But I know hardly anyone who knows anywhere near the amount that legislators know about issues. Yet, what do? We bypass our lawmakers and put our pet issues on the ballot so we can influence uninformed voters to make choices based on snippets of hype and disinformation. So, by the way, that's what I feel in principle. And by the way, on your ballot, you'll see issues identified as either a proposition or amendment. A proposition changes a law that can then be later changed by the legislature in the future, either to get rid of it or to change it, to improve it, maybe to fix things that were unintended outcomes. An amendment changes the Constitution and then can only be changed by another vote of the people. My personal knee-jerk inclination is to vote no on almost every issue on the ballot. I don't want Colorado to be governed by uninformed citizens, including myself. Now, I do make three exceptions here. In Colorado, because of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights with the acronym TABOR, and yes, I hear a lot about that, taxes can't be raised without a vote of the citizens. So we all need to consider these and vote on them. The second exception, look, when legislators have referred an issue to the ballot, it's called a referred initiative. We need to pay attention to these. They've done that for a reason. Either they can't decide among themselves or they really want citizens to weigh in, but we need to pay attention to these. Third is when legislators have failed to take on an issue that's important to Colorado for whatever reason. And this is really why citizen initiatives are available to us. And this is why we have the ability to put them on the ballot. These are the ones that are most interesting to me. All right. Separate from propositions are proposed amendments to the Constitution. We should not screw around with the Constitution. It's the Constitution, not a plaything for amateurs. Friends, we should only vote yes for foundational aspects of our democracy. A yes on a constitutional vote should be rare for me. It doesn't matter if I like the idea or not. Many things that are put forward as constitutional lock us into policy with unforeseen consequences that are really hard to undo. That's why, for example, I'm voting against a policy I really like. I'm voting against Amendment 80. I love charter schools and the opportunities they create for children's education. If Amendment 80 were instead a proposition that could be tweaked as needed by informed lawmakers, then for sure I would vote yes. But I don't think policy on charter schools should be part of our Constitution. And hey, I know why this is proposed as an amendment to the Constitution. It's because the people who are proposing it believe that legislators will be pressured by traditional public school powers. Still, I get that, but no, not in the Constitution. And the first one is huge. It's called Ranked Choice Voting, Proposition 131. I'm a supporter because the legislature will never make this happen. Both parties oppose it, and that's one reason I love it. Our two-party system with the massive and growing chasm between points of view is leading to extreme governance and many politicians with extreme views that most of us don't agree with. I talk to my friends, almost everybody I know, business leaders in particular, don't like the idea that we're being governed from both ends. Now, I don't like the idea of intruding on parties and overriding their processes. I don't like that. Worse, though, is not stopping what most people I speak with feel is dysfunctional, and that's this. Now in Colorado, because of the way the districts are set, many House and Senate districts at the state and congressional levels are almost automatically won, either by the Republican Party or by the Democrat Party because of the population in that area. That means that the real election is the primary, and whoever wins the primary wins the election. I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. But consider this. If a primary has, say, four candidates of varying views on a continuum from maybe moderate to extreme, the most extreme candidate is increasingly winning, and often with less than a majority. Say 30, 40%, a candidate can win the primary. Then, in the general election, in a district dominated by that party automatically wins. So continuing that train of thought, that means the entire district population is now governed by the most extreme candidate. The objective of ranked choice voting is to give more moderate candidates a better chance of being considered by more voters. Now, I don't think this is particularly perfectly written, and yes, it's probably going to be complicated to explain to voters for a while. I still think in balance, it's way better than what most of us think isn't working now. So I'm supporting it. Next, and this is not on my ballot because I don't live in Denver, I want to talk about two ballot initiatives, 309, which is the ban on slaughterhouses in Denver, and ballot 308, the ban on fur product sales in Denver. And by the way, my comments here are a bit scary for me because I certainly don't want to alienate listeners who might feel one way or another. So I'm simply going to offer perspectives because, well, I feel compelled to do it. All right, so here we go. First, many don't realize this, so I'm going to share it. Because Colorado is pretty easy to get a ballot measure on, out-of-state, really passionate advocacy groups see Colorado as an easy place and an affordable place to pursue their agenda, and they fund policy measures here in Colorado in an effort to sort of get initial adoption that they hope then will spread across the country. So we're like their petri dish, inexpensive petri dish. Second, I believe that Colorado should be a place where hardworking people can make an honest living. And I ask myself, would I want someone else to be able to vote to end my job? If I work at a meat processing plant, do I want other citizens to be able to vote my job out of existence? Look, I'm not a big lamb eater or fur purchaser, but to what extent do I believe that banning a Denver slaughterhouse will lead to less lamb consumption, or that banning fur sales in Denver will lead to less fur purchases? I don't know, but I doubt it will have much more than symbolic impact. What's more likely is simply shifting economic impact elsewhere and ending the livelihood of some of our neighbors. That's tough for me. Okay, that's what I've got for this election. I've gone on longer than I probably should have, so I'm going to wrap up here. One final thought. Again, please keep things, my comments in particular, contextualized. Everything I've said is in my way toward the end of supporting a well-governed Colorado, a place where entrepreneurial energy and success can thrive. I'm Dave Tabor. Thanks for listening to ProCo 360.